Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Megillah, Daf Dal, the first Perek, Nigel, and Nikres. The Zichu Masechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a number of rulings from Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. He said, Nashim Chayavas b'mikra Megillah, sha'af hen hayu ba'osa hanes. Women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah as they too were included in the miracle. Rashi explains that Hashem decreed to kill the woman too. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi also said, Purim shekhol yos b'shabbos sholim v'dorish b'inyano shel yom. If Purim falls on Shabbos, when the Megillah is not read, we ask and have shiurim on the topic of the day. The Gemara asks why it was necessary to teach that specifically with Purim, when this halacha of speaking about the topic of the day applies to all the Yom Tovim. The Gemara answers that one might have thought, nigzar mishum de Rabba, we should decree that it is forbidden to give a drasha on Purim, because of what Rabba explained, that the rabbis forbade reading the Megillah on Shabbos, lest one carry it dalet amos in ushus of Rabbim. Rashi explains that if we permit giving a drush on the Megillah on Shabbos, one might come to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi is coming to teach that there's no prohibition of saying a drush on Purim, which falls on Shabbos. Point number two, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi also said, Chayv adam likros es Megillah b'layv l'shnosu b'yom. A person is chayv to read the Megillah at night of Purim and repeat it the following day. As is written in the pasuk, Alkai ekra yom v'losaneh v'layla v'lo dumi yali. My God, I call up by day, and you do not answer, by night, and there's no reprieve for me. The Talmidim who heard this thought that he meant that one should read the Megillah at night and learn the Mishnayos of Masechet Megillah by day. Rashi explains that they understood Lishnosa to mean to study Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to them that it was explained to him personally by Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that Lishnosa here means to repeat, as people say, I will finish this Parsha and then repeat it. Rabbi Chalbo said, in the name of Ula from Biri, that a person is chayv to read the Megillah at night and then read it the following day, as it's written in the pasuk, "L'man yizamecha kavodim olidom, Hashem elokai lo lamadeka," so that my soul might sing to you and not be silent. Hashem, my God, I will thank you forever. And point number three, he was taught in Brisa Chol Yisbei Erev Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Vayaris Gadolos Makdimim Liyom Haknisa, villages and large towns bring their reading up earlier to Thursday. Makapim Chomon Korim Bo B'Yom, and walled cities read on that day, being Friday. Rebbe says, Omer ani lo yitchu ayaris mim komam ela elu ve'elu korim bo b'yom. I say that the unwalled town should not be pushed from their regular place, the 14th of Adar, but rather both the unwalled towns and walled cities read on Friday. The Gemara clarifies that they both use the same pasuk to support their positions. The pasuk states, B'chol shana v'shana, in each and every year. The Tanakhama holds that just as in each year, unwalled towns read the day before walled cities, so too here when the 15th is on Shabbos and walled cities read on Friday, the unwalled town should read before and read on Thursday the 13th. Rebbe learns from that pasuk that just as in each year, unwalled towns are not moved from their place and shifted to an earlier date, so too here they're not shifted and they read the Megillah on Friday, which is the 14th. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara brings a number of rulings from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He said, Nashim chayavas b'mikra Megillah sha'af hen hayu ba'osa hanes. Women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah as they too were included in that miracle. Rashi explains that Haman decreed to kill the woman too. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also said, Purim shekhol yos b'shabbos sholim v'dorish minyan shel yom. If Purim falls on Shabbos when the Megillah is not read, we ask and have shiurim on the topic of the day. The Gemara asks why it was necessary to teach that specifically with Purim, when this halacha of speaking about the topic of the day applies to all the Yom Tovim. The Gemara answers that one might have thought, Nigzar Mishum de Rabba, we should decree that it's forbidden to give a drasha on Purim because of what Rabba explained, that the rabbis forbade reading the Megillah on Shabbos, lest one carry the Megillah dalet amos in ushus of Rabbim. Rashi explains that if we permit giving a drasha on the Megillah on Shabbos, one might come to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is coming to teach that there's no prohibition of saying a drasha on Purim, which falls on Shabbos. Point number two, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also said, Chayv adam likros es Megillah b'layla, l'shnosu b'yom. A person's chayv to read the Megillah at night of Purim and repeat it the following day, as is written in the pasuk, Alkai ekra yomam b'losaneh b'layla b'lo dumi yali. My God, I call up by day and you do not answer, by night and there's no reprieve for me. The Talmidim who heard this thought that he meant that one should read the Megillah at night and learn the Mishnayos of Masechet Megillah by day. Rashi explains that they understood l'shnosu to mean to study Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to them that it was explained to him personally by Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that Lishnosa here means to repeat, as people say, I'll finish this Parsha and then repeat it. Rabbi Chalbo said in the name of Ula from Biri that a person is chayv to read the Megillah at night and then read it the following day, as is written in the pasuk, L'man yizamecha kavod v'lidom Hashem elokai lo lamadeka, so that my soul might sing to you and not be silent, Hashem, my God, I will thank you forever. And point number three, it was taught in a Braisa Chol Yosbe Erev Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Ba'yoretz Gadolos Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. Villages and large towns bring their reading up earlier to Thursday, Umakafin Choma Korim Bo B'Yom. And walled cities read on that day, being Friday. Rebbe says, Omra Ani will Yidchu Ayoretz Mim Koman El Eil Ve'Eil Korim Bo B'Yom. I say that the unwalled town should not be pushed from their regular place, the 14th of Adar, but rather both the unwalled towns and walled cities read on Friday. The Gemara clarifies that they both use the same pasuk to support their positions. The pasuk states, B'chol Shana B'Shana, in each and every year. The Tana Kama holds that just as in each year, unwalled towns read the day before walled cities, so too here. When the 15th is on Shabbos and walled cities read on Friday, the unwalled town should read before and read on Thursday, the 13th. Rebbe learns from that pasuk that just as in each year, unwalled towns are not moved from their place and shifted to an earlier date, so to here, they're not shifted, and they read the Megillah on Friday, which is the 14th. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Dalet, and our standard Simon is a door, a Delet, a door. So here goes. The woman Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah, who are coming into the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, while their friends in unwalled towns had to hear it read a day earlier, on Thursday, the 13th. Once again, in slow motion. The woman, Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah, who are coming in through the pink doors, that must be on Daf Dalet. The woman, Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah, who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, which reminds us that women were also Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah because they were also part of the Nais. And if Purim falls on Shabbos when the Megillah is not read, we have Shiurim on the topic of the day. So, the woman Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, which reminds us a person's Chayv to read the Megillah at the night of Purim and repeat it the following day. So, the woman Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, while their friends in unwalled towns had to hear it read a day earlier, on Thursday, the 13th. Which reminds us, there's a machlokes when unwalled towns read the Megillah when the 15th falls on Shabbos. Do they read it on Friday, which is the 14th, the typical day they read the Megillah, or do they read it on Thursday, the 13th, because they typically read the Megillah the day before it's read in walled cities, which in this case would read it on Friday. So once again, the woman Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah who were coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before while their friends in unwalled towns had to hear it read a day earlier on Thursday, the 13th. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazar. The Rebbe, that must be learned off Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iyov and parts of Yirmiyahu, which reminds us that the Gemara discusses what we're permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iyov and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, which reminds us that Chazal said, Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Zocheh V'Ro B'Simchasa, all who mourn over Yerushalayim will merit and see in her joy. So the Rebbe didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iyov and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, finally stopped and he heard people rejoicing outside because of six events that occurred on the festive day of Tu B'Av, which reminds us the Gemara lists six different reasons why Tu B'Av is a festive day. Daf Lamedov, so the Simur Daf Lamedov is a judge because it relates to the word law. So here goes. After the judges, that must be one Daf Lamedov, law. After the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed, which reminds us that the Mishnah on Daf Chavvav Amud Beis stated regarding Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, that they are days when the young maidens of Yerushalayim would go out dressed in white borrowed garments so as not to embarrass someone who did not have one. On this Daf, the Gemara brings a brisa of which daughter would borrow from whom, such as the Melech's daughter would borrow from the Kohen Gadol's daughter. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the man, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that teaches what the young maidens would say to the men who came out to find a wife. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the men, they sat down in a circle together and davened for the future salvation, which reminds us that in the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he will sit between them in the middle of a circle in Gan Eden, and each one of them will point with his finger towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it says in the pasuk, He should say on that day, behold, this is our God. We hope to him and he saved us. This is Hashem to whom we hope for. Nagiyo v'nismachav Yeshua, so let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Daf Beis, the Simmer Daf Beis is a house. So here goes. The mobile Megillah reading house. House? That must be on Daf Beis. Bias. The mobile Megillah reading house, which was open from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, which reminds us that two different psukim are brought as a source that the Megillah is read on other days besides the 14th and 15th of Adar. Either it's from Bizmanehem, in their times, or from the pasuk Kiyamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim, like on the days that the Jews rested, referring to the 14th and 15th, when the Jews rested from their enemies, Yamim Kiyamim. By writing like the days, the pasuk's teaching that there are other days like the days mentioned in the pasuk. So, the mobile Megillah reading house, which was open from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for how we know the Megillah is read in Krakim and Mukafim Chomim Yemos Yeshua Ben Nun on the 15th, from the fact that the Ari Prazos read it on the 14th. And then it brings the Hekesh of Zechira to Asiya to teach that just as the cities that are surrounded by walls celebrate on the 15th, they also recall the Nais by reading the Megillah on the 15th. So the mobile Megillah reading house, which was open from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, had its name written on the side of it, with an open mem written at the beginning and a closed samech written at the end, which reminds us that the forms of the letters at Menatzbach did exist at the time of Harsina, but it was forgotten which form comes in the middle of a word and which one comes at the end. Therefore, the Nevi'im reestablished where to write each form. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gemal, a camel. So here goes. The caravan of camels, camels, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gemal. The caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, which reminds us that the ground shook when Yonos and Uziel composed the Targum Nevi'im, and the Baskel came out and said, Mihu zeh, shegilas esrael uvnei Adam, who is this that has revealed my secrets in Bnei Adam? And that Yonos and Uziel responded that he didn't do it for his honor, but for Hashem's honor, so machlokes should not increase in Yisrael. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, which reminds us that the Yeshiva Rebbe learned at Kal Vachomer that since we're Mavatl the Avoda for Kohanim Levim to go hear Kriyas Megillah, then Kal Vachomer, that Talmid Chachamim must leave their learning to hear it. And that the case with the Yeshua who was rebuked by Malch for being Mavatl Talmud Torah instead of his being Mavatl the afternoon Talmud was different because that involved the Talmud Torah of the Rabbim. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmud Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance. Which reminds us, a walled city and all that is near it and everything that can be seen with it is judged as a walled city. A Tana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. A case of a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, is when you have a town on top of a mountain, and a case of an open town that's near the city but cannot be seen with it is when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.